Feast of St. John, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our assistance. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O fathers of our ancient faith, with all the heavens we sing your fame, whose sound went forth in all the earth to tell of Christ and bless his name. You took the gospel to the poor, the word of God a light in you, which in our day is told again, that timeless word forever new. You told of God who died for us, and out of death triumphant rose, who gave the truth that made us free, and changeless through the ages goes. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, whose gift is faith that never dies, a light in darkness now until the day star in our hearts arise. John, the apostle and evangelist, was chosen by the Lord because of his virginal purity. He was the disciple whom the Lord especially loved. Psalm 62. O God, you are my God, for you I long, for you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. John, the apostle and evangelist, was chosen by the Lord because of his virginal purity. He was the disciple whom the Lord especially loved. This is John the Virgin, to whose trust Christ, when he was dying on the cross, commended his mother, the Virgin Mary. The Canticle of Daniel. O all you works of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you angels of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you heavens of the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you clouds of the sky, O bless the Lord, and you all armies of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you, sun and moon, O bless the Lord, and you, the stars of the heavens, O bless the Lord, and you, showers and rain, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you, all you breezes and winds, O bless the Lord, and you, fire and heat, O bless the Lord, and you, cold and heat, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you, showers and dew, O bless the Lord, and you, frosts and cold, O bless the Lord, and you frost and snow, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you night-time and day, O bless the Lord, and you darkness and light, O bless the Lord, and you lightning and clouds, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. O let the earth bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you mountains and hills, O bless the Lord, and you all plants of the earth, O bless the Lord, and you fountains and springs, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you rivers and seas, O bless the Lord, and you creatures of the sea, O bless the Lord, and you every bird in the sky, O bless the Lord, and you wild beasts and tame, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you children of men, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. O Israel, bless the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you priests of the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you servants of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you spirits and souls of the just, O bless the Lord, and you holy and humble of heart, O bless the Lord, Ananias, Azarias, Mizael, O bless the Lord, To him be highest glory and praise for ever. Let us praise the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. To you be highest glory and praise for ever. May you be blessed, O Lord, in the heavens. To you be highest glory and praise for ever. This is John the Virgin, to whose trust Christ, when he was dying on the cross, commended his mother, the Virgin Mary. The disciple that Jesus loved said, "It is the Lord." Alleluia. Psalm 149. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand. To deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained, this honour is for all his faithful. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The disciple that Jesus loved said, "It is the Lord." Alleluia. A reading from Acts 4. Peter and John answered, "You yourselves judge which is right in God's sight, to obey you or to obey God. For we cannot stop speaking of what we ourselves have seen and heard." Responsory. You will make them rulers over all the land. You will make them rulers over all the land. Your name, O Lord, will be remembered. You will make them rulers over all the land. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You will make them rulers over all the land. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old, a Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us, so his love for our fathers is fulfilled and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that, free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory. Alleluia. Intercessions. Since we are part of that building which has the apostles for its foundation, let us pray to our Father for his holy people. Lord, remember your church. Father, you made the apostles the first witnesses of the risen Lord. May we reveal Christ to the world. Lord, remember your church. Father, you gave your Son to those in need. Help us to bring the gospel to all. Lord, remember your church. Father, you sent to us the word of life. may we labour to sow his word and reap a harvest of joy. Lord, remember your church. Father, your Son became our reconciliation. May we help to give peace to troubled hearts. Lord, remember your church. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Almighty God, who through your Apostle John unlocked for us the hidden treasures of your word, grant that we may grasp with fuller understanding the message he so admirably proclaimed. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.